Take your radio to work and start today with 10 of Tampa Bay's greatest hits of all time. Back to back, starting at 10. Q105.
Tampa Bay is Q105, the greatest hits of all time, 624 with Mason Dixon. Got a big day for today on our website, myq105.com. If you check it out, there's, of course, all the fun things on there that we normally do. We're going to repost the caption contest on Charlie Crist from yesterday, so you guys can work on that some more. I'll recap some of those top captions. And I got to give credit to our listeners. I know we have the greatest listeners in the world, and you guys did exactly the right thing. There were some fun posts on there yesterday, and y'all kept it clean and made it fun. And I'll recap some of those later. And also at 9 o'clock, we're going to do the Mason-Dixon dining deals, the half-off deal, and it's going to be great. Summer Safari Nights at the Lowry Park Zoo. Plus, on Father's Day, dads get in free, and all of those things. Plus, they're going to bring in some critters this morning, and we're going to get the kickoff going for that. That'll start at 9 o'clock on the half-off Mason-Dixon dining deal, so you don't want to miss that. No, you won't be eating the animals, but you will be going to the Lowry Park Zoo at half price, especially during their summer safari night. So all of that coming up a little later on this morning. Janet Scalise with the Star Goddess in about 10 minutes with your daily horrible scopes. And then she will be in the studio in person at about 10 after 8 to give you a little bit larger look at what's in the stars as we come up on the next couple of days. So if you like to keep track of that, and a lot of folks do, and even those who miss it and do or maybe do hear it and want to go back and hear it again, we post a video up later on myq105.com so you can go back and look at it anytime you like. And that's always one of the top hits on our website. Mm-hmm. But nothing will compare with what happened with that Charlie Crist picture yesterday from the TBT that we borrowed from them to do our caption contest.
Just shot right off the charts.
Off the charts yesterday. You guys thoroughly got a kick out of that. Let there be no doubt about it.
It was fun.
And we'll have it reposted. And then again, as I said, in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll recap some of those captions. You can see what was going on. We'll check you in the newsroom with Nikki to find out what's going on there. And Chris going to check on your traffic right after this.
Live from Progressive,
C042723.
Governor Crist approves of... I'm Nikki Cruz on Tampa Bay's Q105, where it's 82 in Tampa. It's 85 in St. Petersburg. Now, more of the greatest hits of all time with Mason Dixon. Q105.
Tampa Bay is Q105, playing the greatest hits of all time, heating your summertime up. And what's in the stars for us today? Janet Scalise, Star Goddess, coming up after Sly and a Family Stone.
End of the spring, and here she comes.
Tampa Bay is Q105. We're having our fun. It's not even summertime yet, but it sure feels like it outside with that heat and humidity. And we got it again today. We'll have showers break out. They'll be scattered around the area beginning right around lunchtime or a little after, much like yesterday, because this heat and humidity, you can't have that together here in Florida without getting some storms to break out.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it works.
We need the rain, big
time.
And
the rain is good, so it's not a problem for us to get it. It just, unfortunately, when it comes in the middle of the day like that, you have the rest of the day then after they move to the inland areas for the sun to heat everything back up.
You're all sticky.
And then the next morning, you wake up like this morning to 80-degree temperatures. Mm-hmm. But then we'll get through it, and we'll find out what's in the stars with Janet Scalise. She's got your daily horrible scopes brought to you by 1-800-ASK-GARY coming up in a second. And while we're suffering through this hot weather, you know, they're playing the World Cup in South Africa. You realize that right now, I just saw a weather report. South Africa is having snow.
Yikes.
It's their wintertime.
It's wintertime, and it's been 20 years since they've had snow, and the mountain caps around the parts of South Africa are snow covered after a freak snowstorm that came earlier this week.
Wow.
It's like our winter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're getting it. And of course, maybe they could pack some snow in those plastic horns they keep blowing at the... those vuvuzelas or vuvuzelas or whatever they call those things. And if you want to see some World Cup soccer reenacted with Legos, and we got something for you.
This is cool.
It's very cool. You really need to see this. It's on myq105.com. We got the video posted up there for you, so check that one out. We already got some music information news up there and some other things too, and more to come before the morning is over. And again, we'll check on your traffic and get that daily horrible scope from Janet Scalise.